This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren has reassessing after a not-so-super Tuesday for a presidential campaign. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
After a dismal Super Tuesday showing that included a loss in her home state of Massachusetts, Senator Elizabeth Warren is reassessing her bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. Warren failed to finish higher than third in any of the 14 Super Tuesday states. An aide speaking on condition of anonymity tells the AP Warren met with staffers and campaign advisors Wednesday. The Democratic presidential field is quickly whittling down. Just before Super Tuesday, Senator Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg judge dropped out. On Wednesday, billionaire Mike Bloomberg exited. All three have endorsed former Vice President Joe Biden. Mike Gracia, Washington.
And moving forward, six more U.S. states vote next Tuesday in the marathon chase for the Democratic presidential nomination, with the two remaining key candidates, former Vice President Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, dueling to gain an edge. U.S. Democrats and Republicans have come together in the U.S. House to pass an emergency spending bill to help reduce the spread of the coronavirus in the U.S. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has those details.
The vote was nearly unanimous, $8.3 billion to battle the coronavirus in terms of developing preventive and curative medicines, screening, and supplies. It's three times more than what President Trump had requested, and he's already indicated he'll sign it after it gets Senate approval, expected Thursday. Both the Senate Majority Leader and the House Speaker expressed the need for a bipartisan approach, which had Democrat Nancy Pelosi back down from her request that the bill guarantee vaccine prices would be kept affordable. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And four more countries are confirming their first coronavirus cases. They are Chile, Hungary, Poland, and Slovenia. This is VOA News. The Dow soared more than 1,100 points Wednesday as governments and central banks around the globe took more aggressive measures to fight the coronavirus outbreak and its effects on the economy. AB correspondent Julie Walker.
The Dow rose 1,173 points to close at 27,090. The gains made up for the market's big losses a day earlier as Wall Street's wild virus-fueled swings extend into a third week. Stocks rose sharply from the get-go, led by big gains for healthcare stocks after Joe Biden solidified his contender status for the Democratic presidential nomination. Investors see him as a more business-friendly alternative to Bernie Sanders. The rally's momentum accelerated after House and Senate leaders reached a deal on a bipartisan $8.3 billion bill to battle the virus. Julie Walker, New York.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the United States will soon begin a partial withdrawal of troops from about 13,000 down to 8,600 in Afghanistan. But just days after the historic peace deal between the United States and the Taliban, VOA Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb reports the two sides already are offering contradictory accounts of the way forward in the war-torn nation.
Assaults on Afghan forces have increased since Saturday's peace deal, but top U.S. military officer General Mark Milley said there's still nothing like the Taliban attacks before the deal.
Of significance, there's no attacks in 34 provincial capitals, there's no attacks in Kabul, there's no high-profile attacks, there's no suicide bombers, there's no vehicle-borne suicide, no attack against the U.S. forces, no attack against coalition. There's a whole laundry list of these things that aren't happening.
Esper said a U.S. envoy was currently working to pull all sides back together to make sure conditions are set for inter-Afghan negotiations. And U.S. President Donald Trump held a phone call with the Taliban's lead negotiator Tuesday, the first known conversation between a U.S. president and the Taliban since the start of the war. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
An American military translator based in Iraq has been arrested and charged with passing the names of intelligence assets to a Lebanese national with suspected ties to the Hezbollah terror group. 61-year-old Miriam Taha Thompson, formerly of Rochester, Minnesota, was arrested by FBI special agents on February 27th at a U.S. special operations base in Erbil, Iraq, where she worked as a contract translator since December. She faces charges of delivering defense information to aid a foreign government and was scheduled to make her first appearance in a Washington, D.C. court. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.